I'm WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller, and joining us is the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Thank you for joining us on this unique day in U.S. history, January 6th.
Of course. I know many of your listeners and we all share vivid memories of this day 1 year ago.
The president spoke today about the need for truth and to overcome the lies of the former president. In your address here at the Capitol, you spoke about the dual nature of democracy, its fragility and its strength. Do you feel we're at a pivot point in our country's history, and are you worried about the future?
I do believe we are at a pivot point. And let's be clear, January 6th was a day that symbolizes vividly and violently what had been occurring and leading up to that day and what is still occurring in terms of what has been an erosion, a slow erosion of some of the values that we hold dear as a democracy. And I think we all should step back and really contextualize where we are. When we are at a moment where the American people are so fractured, where people are questioning whether they can trust their government and its institutions. It is a moment where I think January 6th highlighted the fragility of our democracy, but also the strength of our democracy, as I talked about today, as highlighted by all of those members of Congress, Democrat, Republican, Independent, who came back regardless of party affiliation, regardless of any one person, came back through their commitment to our nation and its Constitution to do their duty and to follow through on the oath that they have taken to protect and defend our Constitution. So this duality exists, but I do believe this moment is requiring us to understand how precious our democracy is, both in terms of its fragility, but in terms of its strength when we as the people of our nation fight to keep it intact.
Some of the rioters called for the hanging of Vice President Mike Pence last year, who, as you know, was under intense pressure from the former president not to assist in some way in the certification of the electoral votes. Some have suggested Pence was a hero, at least for that day. How do you view what Pence did, seeing as you are the vice president now?
Well, I can tell you how I thought of what Mike Pence did that night. I was there. You may know that on January 6th of 2021, I was the vice president-elect and a United States senator. In fact, that morning, I started my day performing my duties as a United States senator by attending a meeting of the Senate Intelligence Committee, of which I was a member, in a SCIF, where we were presented with information about threats to our national security and hotspots around the world in a classified setting. And it was after I left the Senate building that there started to be then this movement that ended up resulting in a breach of the Capitol. Later that night, we as senators and members of Congress decided that we were going to still make sure that the process took hold, and we returned to the Senate chambers to be there and be accountable to vote to certify the election of the President of the United States. And the then Vice President, Mike Pence, courageously walked in that chamber and did his job. And did the job of upholding the responsibilities that each of us have sworn to uphold, to follow through on our constitutional priorities. And I commend him for that. He did his job.
Do you think Mike Pence should testify before the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection?
I can't speak to that. I mean, you know, as a former prosecutor, I'll tell you, I believe that it would be irresponsible to talk about a process that is in play that may be judicial in nature. But I will say this, if you don't mind, going back to that day and your question about Mike Pence and my connection to him, both now holding the office that he held, but also in terms of the transition of power. On Inauguration Day, after the president and I were sworn in, part of the ceremony of the transfer of power includes, and it's out of the public view, that the ceremony is that the incoming vice president will escort the outgoing vice president and their spouse down the steps of the Capitol as they depart. And so my husband and I walked to that area of the Capitol, inside the Capitol, where we met then Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, Mrs. Pence. And we were instructed about what would take place in terms of the ceremony of escorting him down the steps of the Capitol. And I will tell you, we were standing in a place where the door through which we would depart. A huge door in the Capitol. I'm sure it's been there for the hundreds of years that the Capitol has existed. The glass window in that door, intact, but shattered because of what happened on January 6th. And it really, in so many ways, symbolized, again, the strength of our democracy, but also its fragility. But what I will say is that we had people, at least on those days, standing for country over party, standing for duty before personal interest. And in the midst of understanding the fragility of our democracy and the attacks that are ongoing, including the attack on access to voting and the freedom for all people to vote who are qualified to vote, I think we have to understand that there is still a lot that is still standing, but it is precious and we must be vigilant in fighting for it to be strong.
And related to standing, former Vice President Dick Cheney stood on the House floor today with his daughter, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, both Republicans, during a moment of silence, the only two Republicans on the floor today. What are your thoughts about that?
I applaud them for doing that. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. There are moments where we must all, and I think history will judge us, based on whether we had the courage to stand for our country and the values and the ideals we hold dear. None of us, I think, has ever said, I certainly have never said, that we by any means are perfect. But flawed though we may be, imperfect though we may be, there are these moments where we must all as Americans stand in recognition of the importance of our democracy and the ideals upon which we were founded.
We are now nearly 2 years into the pandemic, and today several health experts who have at times advised the president are suggesting a new strategy of effectively living under a new normal with COVID-19. Do you think the administration should alter or consider altering its message to the American people to help the country move forward?
Well, what I will say is this. It remains to be true that since we have had the vaccine, that everyone who is eligible to receive the vaccine, we strongly urge that they receive the vaccine, and for those who are eligible for the booster, the same, that they receive the booster. It is indisputable at this point that being vaccinated, being boosted, will essentially save your life. Over 90% of the people who are in hospitals today for serious effects of COVID were not vaccinated. So that remains true. It remains true that the use of masks in public settings will reduce the likelihood of contracting COVID. And those messages remain true and must be continuously repeated if we are to get through this.
And one final question. The country, as you know, has been through a lot over the last couple of years. Do you think 2022 is going to be a better year for most Americans?
I do, you know, and I'll tell you why I say that. Not only because I believe myself to be a realist and an optimist, but also if we just think about where we were last year at this time, and in that way judge our progress. Our kids are now going back to school. The vast majority of schools are back in session. We have a vaccine. Businesses are reopening. And so we are seeing progress, and I do believe that the momentum is with us in spite of the hurdles that we experience. And so I remain optimistic. I also remain realistic that there are tools in our collective possession that we all must use to help each other and to help us collectively get through this moment.
All right, we will leave it there, Madam Vice President. The Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, thank you very much for joining us on WTOP.
It's good to be with you. Thank you. Take care.